Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carl Banks Report, and it's brought to you by your local New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Kia dealers. Carl, how are you?
Hi, Carl.
Hello, man.
Let's start with the most recent thing we were just listening to, and that was Janoris Jenkins' comments about, hey, and I mean, it's a fair, honest statement. Can't cover a guy for 10 seconds. Any issue with that? Because it is, in a way, calling out your teammates, even if he wants to deny it. But as a former player, any problem with Janoris saying that after the game?
No, considering the circumstances. I think prior to that, he said it was a team failure. So, I mean, we caught the clip of it, but I saw the entire transcript of it, and it was just kind of a continuation of what he was saying, and he didn't lie.
No, he's right.
But they're all at fault. I mean, there is so much that you can point to, and I'm sure he wasn't singling out his pass rush. He was just – it was a statement of fact. But prior to him saying that, he said that it was the entire defense. It wasn't one guy. So they can all take some credit for, you know, the horrible way they're playing right now.
You know, we saw this 2 weeks in a row. I mean, have a great drive to open a game right down the field. It's basically Saquon left, Saquon right, Saquon for 30 for a touchdown. They're up 7-0, and then everything kind of and as soon and Buffalo and everything changed after that. And the offensive game plan seemed to change too. Why? And we've seen this really two weeks in a row.
You know, that's an interesting question, because I'm of the philosophy. My good friend Wayne has a saying: if it ain't broke, don't break it. And it was working. So I'm of that same mindset. Hey, just keep running it and just keep running what's working until they stop it. And, you know, they came out that second series, and I think it was one run that didn't go very far, and then the offense opened up. And then you ask yourself, okay, well, they don't have receivers. You're opening it up. Right. You might be playing into Buffalo's hands. And so, but anytime you have Saquon Barkley, it has to be a way that you utilize him where he's always a threat. I know, sometimes you want to open up your offense, maybe you close it and run the same type of plays, because the fact that Saquon Barkley is in that backfield and a threat to run it, or a formation that looks like it's going to be Saquon Barkley, it puts – a lot of anxiety into defenses, because he's just that good. So I don't know the answer to your question, Joe. I think that's a question you really do have to ask the coach, because, like I said, I saw no reason why they went away from anything that kept Saquon Barkley as a threat to a defense.
Yeah, they were doing a better job of slowing him down after that initial drive. But
you know, slowing him down is 4 yards a carry, 5 yards a carry. That puts you in second and five.
No, you know what I mean? No, but even after that, like on the second drive, they got 5 yards out of him, which is great. I mean, on a first down, great. Second and five is reasonable. I'm talking about after that, he was more getting a yard here and a yard there, but they weren't feeding him a lot as well. So he would get a yard on first down, and then they'd go and start throwing the football.
If you can think of the amount of people they have to commit to limit him to 1 yard.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's... Yeah. It still makes your defense commit people. So if you can, and this is, I'm nobody's coach. But I've played against threats. But if you can run some things out of those looks that make a defense have to commit, then you can get a different result out of your passing game.
And we'll get more into the defense, because obviously that is one of their biggest problems. But while we're talking offense, there were a lot of tip balls in this game. Mm-hmm. We saw them do that to the Jets as well.
Yep.
Who do you put that more on? Is that on the Giants offensive line? Are we tipping our hat to Buffalo because they've done it now 2 weeks in a row? But what do you How do you explain the great amount of tips we saw? Balls knocked down, balls batted up.
Well, and when you get to your defensive conversation, circle this word. It's the profile of that defense. It's the profile of the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, going in the game, they like to get, you know, as much push as possible and then get in throwing lanes and knock balls down. That's who they are. That's the type of defensive front that they have. Because I was shocked, Eli Manning being 6'5", he's not known to have a lot of footballs knocked down, a lot of passes knocked down. So that is definitely something you tip your hat to Buffalo to, but it's also something that going into the game, you've got to say, hey, listen, Buffalo, they like to get in throwing lanes. You've got to get these guys. You can't let them get too much push in the pocket or else they're going to knock down passes. So there are teams with certain profiles that you know that's what they're known for. And so you tip your hat to Buffalo in one regard, and then in the other regard, you got to know that this is what they do. So you've got to try to keep guys from getting a lot of push in the pocket.
You know, they look like they were going to get back in the game. They're down 21-7. They have that really beautiful drive early fourth quarter. They cut it to 21-14. Jones makes a nice catch in the end zone, and you're saying to yourself, okay, what? Maybe they're in this game now, all right? It's only down 7. It's like, you know, 11 minutes to go in the game yet. Mm-hmm. And then they let Buffalo walk right down the field, and then that ridiculous – Carl, come on. That penalty on the kid was ridiculous. I mean, come on. I mean, this league has too many stupid rules. What did he do? What did Lawrence do to this center? That's
Lawrence
a penalty.
Lawrence was being a rookie.
But what did he do, Carl?
Okay, no. The rule is, and it's clear, they put this in effect about 3 years ago, I believe.
Why?
4 years ago.
Why?
To protect the center because the center's
stop.
Head is down.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
The rule is pretty clear.
But it's ridiculous.
No. When you see what was happening to centers around the league on special teams, because those guys have their head literally down to the ground looking backwards, and so they're defenseless. And so if you touch them, now you're not supposed to jump over them. You're not supposed to double up on them.
Right.
What Lawrence did, I didn't think amounted to much other than he brushed across his face.
Come on.
He wasn't even a direct hit.
Right.
But the officials, they're overreactive to that whole protection.
Overreactive. Well said.
Right.
Yes. So the officials throw too many flags they shouldn't be throwing.
Right. The rule as it's written, it was an infraction.
The
kid was going across the center's face and he brushed him. As it's written, that's what it was. But I don't.
It's got to be written. Got to be written differently then.
Yeah.
But they overreact. They over officiate the things that they feel are important, like touching the quarterback's head inadvertently. It's still a 15-yard penalty. There are so many things that the rules they don't compromise on.
Yeah. There's too many rules, Carl.
I don't know.
I don't disagree.
Too many.
I don't know if that changes the game. It's still a two-score game.
Yeah, probably not.
But
it's a 10-point game instead of a 14-point game.
And the time that elapsed on the clock.
Right.
You know, I was saying this earlier, Carl, that the game started off kind of similar to the Dallas game. They come out, Saquon's Barry Sanders. The defense gets a three and out, looks great. And I felt, as a viewer at home, everything changed when Cole Beasley was open on third down. And then one play later, Isaiah McKenzie doesn't have anyone near him. I mean, it's almost like he's got mono. No one wants to be near him. He's wide open. And what happened on that play? Because there seems to be, Carl, over 2 weeks, so many of these breakdowns.
There's something fundamentally broken about this defense. And, you know, I've said it for the last 2 weeks, but it is alarming what the amount of people that are running free in this defense. Now, there's a schematic issue, in my opinion. I'm going to go on record and say it. There is a schematic issue, and then there is a player issue that when guys don't play their techniques on basic plays. So they've got breakdowns, in my opinion, schematically, and there are also breakdowns with individual players not playing their proper techniques. Their fundamentals on some plays are shot. So if you want to talk about schematics, I think James Betcher is a hell of a football coach. But here's the key to being a great coach in this league. And maybe he's teaching it and they're not doing it, which still comes back to a breakdown in schematics. You get them in something they can all do together and do well. And if they can't, you keep simplifying it and simplifying it, because at the end of the day, you still have football players on the field. And some of them, listen, I think the Giants' defensive personnel, they have talent. Okay? So if you simplify it, they can play faster. And then you can expand from that. But until you can get them all in something that they can do, not just two guys, not just three guys, you're going to see guys running free in this defense all the time. The young cornerback, DeAndre Baker, his head's swimming. He's processing way too much. And listen, that ain't all coaching. The players got to step up too. Now, this is the big leagues, kid. You know, get your swagger back. Go do your what's the guy from Saturday Night Live, Stuart Smalley?
Yes.
Daily affirmation. He's got to get some affirmations going too. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, I'm an NFL corner.
The former Senator Stuart Smalley, I think.
Yeah, but it's they're fundamentally breakdowns on every play. There are guys running free, and you just see things that make you scratch your head. Like, how is this even – you know, if the blitz doesn't get there, then there's a guy free. And that's normally what happens with teams that love the blitz. You saw it in the Eagles game last night too. It's high risk, high reward. But if you don't get there, there are guys that are going to be free. And here's the thing. When you have Calais Campbell, Chandler Jones, Deion Buchanan, Patrick Peterson, and Honey Badger, that's 5 out of 11. They can erase a lot of mistakes. That's 5 out of 11 on your team that are Pro Bowlers. They don't have that on this Giants defense.
So what specifically does he have to do that uncomplicates it and fits to the talent level that they
you
have?
You just said it. You just said it. Uncomplicate it and make it fit to the talent level that they have.
Yeah, but what do you
it's
do?
It's pretty simple.
No, no, but what is it? Because, look, you
what
know.
What is making it simple?
Thank you, yes.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Getting guys in a defense that they can all play. And you teach it. You teach. If it's cover two, you teach the hell out of cover two, and then you build around it. If it's cover three, if it's cover one, cover five, one funnel. You know, but once you start to put a lot of rules based on different formations and adjustments, that's where the breakdowns come with young players and even some of the older players. So you got to put guys where they can play faster. And I think that's where they are right now, because if you're going to continue to hammer home some of these adjustments, you're just fixing the next leak the next week. They'll get one piece right and the next piece will break down. So they've got to get them in something that they can all play and play fast and then build off of it. Right now, it looks like there are a lot of rules in this defense where guys are just not playing fast. You know, there are plays, there are at least 7 pass plays where you can have a guy wide open running down the field. And they overthrew one of them because they had a slot. I think it was Beasley running up the seam, and Allen just overthrew him. He was wide open because the safety was occupied doing something else. So whatever it is, it's in everybody's best interest to simplify it, get them in something that they can play, and then coach the fundamentals of it. But if and you asked me, I told you to save this word, profile.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the profile of the Giants defense?
It's not a good one.
You don't have one. They don't hang their hat on anything. You look at the Eagles defense, you know what they are. You look at the Bills defense, you know what type of team they are. You look around the league at defenses, you know what they are. Now, it might be great that you don't know what the Giants are if you were running from the law and they couldn't get a profile on you. But you got 11 guys that they've got to have a profile. They've got to have a personality. What do you hang your hat on? Each week it's not – you can't be a grab bag full of plays when you don't have anything you're good at. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, we do.
Get him.
We understand.
You've got to have something you're good at, and you got to coach that, and then you expand from there. If not, it's a grab bag full of plays, and it's going to be breakdowns all over the place. And I'm just saying, this is something that they have to collectively do, coaches and players. Players have got to do their part too. But if you're James Betcher, I know you're very talented and very capable, but he can't frustrate himself with saying, why can't they get this right? I'm giving them this. We walk through it every day in practice, and they get it, and then they get in the game, and they freeze up. Well, hey, you're giving it to them in practice where you don't know the other game, other team's game plan. And then when they have to apply a lot of rules to it, and you go over those rules in practice, and if this changes, you do this. If that changes, you go here, you go here. Well, in real time, if you got a rookie out there or two guys new to your system, all it takes is one breakdown and there's a guy running free. But if you give them something that they can all do and do well and you coach that fundamentally, you'll be fine. But then again, you have players that are breaking down. There was one run where Lorenzo Carter gets hooked. There's another run where O'Shane Zimenez gets hooked. There's another crossing route where the linebacker runs right by the guy standing right in front of him. So there's stuff that the players can, the basic stuff that's you can apply to any defense.
How about the one where Beasley ended up catching? It was a 51-yard pass, and Baker went inside. Yes. And Beasley, again, staying there with nobody around him.
This is where I say the kid's head is swimming. Because when you're – and it looked like they were in a three-deep coverage. But when you got a wide receiver, the widest guy in the offense, and you're the widest guy in the defense, and you turn your back to that guy to run up the seam, it defies the basic instincts of a cornerback. If you were to take DeAndre Baker out of bed and say, here, you're playing cornerback, he would never do that. He would, if he didn't know what the defense was, and you say you're a cornerback in this defense, and he sees a guy running up the sideline, he's taking that guy. He's not going inside to a seam route. There's nobody else outside. So this is why I know he's got a lot on his head, on his mind. Some of it may be the adjustments. Others, he's overwhelmed with information. Now that's on him too. You know, he's drafted high. He's a big boy now. You know, he's got to slow it down and still be a football player. Because when he was a very aggressive corner in camp. And folks, don't tell me they need to put him in press coverage, because he ain't very good in that either right now.
Yeah.
Okay, you put him in press coverage, you let him off the line of scrimmage. Same difference as not being in press. And for the folks that's saying, well, they need to get out of the 3-4 defense and go to a 4-3 defense. They were in four-man fronts most of the game. So that's a whole nother misnomer. They just got to get them in something that they can all play. The rookies have got to play better. The rookies have got to play good fundamentals, because that's what, you know, Baker came out of college. He was good at fundamentals, the basics that will make you a good cornerback. Committed to fundamentals, committed to his technique. He's swimming. He's got to slow it down. And they got to help him slow it down, too. You got Dexter Lawrence. You know, he's got to play better fundamentals, better technique. You know, so some of this stuff is on players. The other part of it is on schematics. They've got to figure it out so that they can get them in something that they can all play and then evolve from it. Because, like I said, once you continue to say, okay, I'm going to get this part of it fixed, then the next leap shows, because they don't have anything that they're good at right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, and it overshadowed some pretty good games. Marcus Golden had a pretty good game.
Well, you know what else they did well, Carl? They had some big plays on special teams. They just couldn't take advantage of it. Our guy Antonio Hamilton made a great play on that save where Buffalo starts at their own 2-yard line. The problem is, you know, 10 plays later, they're in the end zone, and you had that big return by T.J. Jones that would set them up in great position.
Goal.
Yeah, that aspect was bad.
That wasn't good.
But with DJ Jones and Antonio Hamilton, they made real good plays that set the Giants up. They couldn't take advantage of it defensively. And after the Jones punt return, Eli throws an interception two plays later. So it got wasted.
Well, and look, folks, when you can, when you have, and I'm going to go back to the defense. When you have a team backed up at the 1 yard line or 2 yard line, and you can't get a punt by midfield, and they just take you right down the field and score a touchdown, 98 yards, and then there's another, I think, was a 76-yarder, you got something wrong. And it ain't you do not lack talent on defense to get a stop against the Buffalo Bills. I'm just saying, they were not the Kansas City Chiefs. You got enough talent out there to get some stops, to hold somebody – and from going 98 yards down your throat.
On seven plays. I mean, it wasn't exactly a long drive. They did it. It was boom, boom, boom. It was over.
Yeah. So they've got to get this fixed. And it's simple, but it's complex. Number one, players have got to commit to their fundamentals on the things that they can do. Number two, schematically, they got to get them in something now that they can hang their hat on and expand from that. And I think that I know – the coordinator is smart enough and capable, and his assistant coaches are too, but they got to teach from a base. They do not have a base of anything right now. You go in the last two games and you cut the film on, it's a grab bag of plays. It's reactionary to whatever the situation is or whatever you want to call, and the players have to react to what they see. You got to give them something that they can really sink their teeth into, because that is – the only thing that's going to get this defense back on track is give them something that they can hang their hat on. You don't know. You have no idea what the profile of this team is.
Mm.
None.
Well, you know
but when you have – I'm sorry.
No,
but when you
say.
Have Honey Badger and Patrick Peterson and Calais Campbell and Chandler Jones and Deion Buchanan, well, you know what they are. They can bring it from anywhere because they're that good. They're five Pro Bowlers out of 11 players.
Well,
we don't have that.
We know the Giants are 0-2.
And
I'm not even going to bring – you know what, Carl? I'm going to let you go. I'm not even going to bring up the clock ticking on a quarterback because it's not his fault. So we won't even get into that today. All right?
Okay. I mean, look, whenever that happens, it happens.
The clock is ticking, though. There's no doubt.
Well, listen, whenever it happens, it happens.
Yep.
I'm not going to be the guy who says, well, it's not time yet or is time. They'll know. And whenever it happens, it happens.
Right.
But like you said, the problems are bigger than that position.
No, there's no question about that.
We know that. Thank you, Carl.
Carl
Banks, we'll talk to him again on Friday, getting you set for the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.